Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia for a Marks and Reese Football Friday free agency show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. What is up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks? Is summer? Is it summertime? Springtime? What is it?
I don't think it's a spring yet. It kind of feels like it outside.
It feels good outside today.
Yeah, though it feels better than it did. No doubt about that. Today's kind of it's almost like we're almost at springtime. You know, like we're right there because it's going to go back down into the 40s. I think this next week, so it's not just going to be in the 60s.
Right.
But it's a preview of what's to come over the next few weeks and few months before we get to summertime. Phillies will be starting soon, but it's still very much Eagle season with free agency just starting this week officially. And, there's a lot to talk about, but, you said it yesterday, and then the Eagles cleared more cap space today by reworking contracts for Nigel Bradham and Chris Long. What did they save, an additional five off of both or one of them, or... They're accumulating more cap space, but they're not signing anybody here, Ike. And you said it yesterday. Maybe they're saying we're not going to spend $20 million on Mark Ingram because we're going to re-sign Carson Wentz and we're going to do it this offseason and use the cap space towards his contract.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I thought it was interesting. I hadn't really thought much about it. And then they cleared more room, and there's not an obvious move out there to make where they need money for this year, right?
Right.
Unless you were extending Carson Wentz.
No, you're right. And, I think it's something that's certainly on the table. I know it makes some people a little uncomfortable as they still have questions about Carson. I don't think the Eagles have very many questions about Carson. I think the injury factor is a concern for everybody. And we know it's there, but you can't operate out of fear. And so... Because the injury factor is also a concern for Carson, I would imagine. So I would imagine Carson and his people may want or may be open to getting a deal done this offseason as long as it's a
fair contract.
A fair deal, yeah.
I agree with
you. As long as it's a fair deal, because there's risk being taken on both sides. Carson's side, pretty sure he's leaving money on the table by signing early versus signing coming off a Pro Bowl season. And the Eagles are taking a risk by committing to him early when he's yet to show, other than his rookie year, he can get through a full season. So there's risk on both sides. So you have to weigh the risk versus the reward. And only the Eagles know where that scale sort of tips. And in my opinion, when you're talking about a quarterback, you're not talking about a running back, a receiver, a lineman, a DN. You're talking about the quarterback. You're talking about the guy that sets the tone for the franchise. You're talking about the guy that if you aren't sure about him, you may as well throw the towel in. If you as an organization aren't sure about him, then we have nothing. We have nothing. You know when you got Sam Bradford as your quarterback? You got nothing. Seriously. And that's when you don't know what you have in a quarterback. When you got a guy like Sam Bradford as your quarterback. So with Carson being young, it's only going to become more expensive the more he fulfills his potential. And honestly, as an organization, that's what you're rooting for. You're rooting for him to fulfill his potential. Now, with him fulfilling his potential, more dollar signs are going to be attached to that extension when it does come. So if you can get him signed at a time where he's not at his peak and you can afford it, you got no alternative. You got no alternative plan. What other plan do you have other than Carson Wentz? Well, you may as well get it done sooner rather than later.
What it would mean is 3 years from now, the cap number might not have to be as high because you got him for cheaper and you paid him a year earlier than you needed to. Mm-hmm. You're taking that money and using it this year instead of getting a player for this year. You're using it for Carson Wentz down the road. Now maybe in 3 years, you can afford to go out and get the wide receiver that you need, to get the running back that you need. I mean, that's pretty much what it comes down to is do you want – if indeed this is being cleared for Carson Wentz, and something feels like it is, right? They just keep getting this, reworking these contracts, but it's not an obvious need or an obvious target that
or
they
an
would
obvious
need, it.
Need, the running back.
Well, I mean, but they wouldn't need to rework salary cap space
no,
to get that done.
Because the big money running backs are gone.
These guys are making a couple million a year, that's
yep.
it.
Yep.
At the most, that's it, right?
Yep.
So in other words, are you stopping free agency and saying, like, all right, we're for the most part done. We're not going to spend any more money because we're going to allocate the money we would maybe spend on those people to re-signing Carson Wentz now and using that money now for Carson Wentz? Or, I'm going out and I'm adding a running back. I still need to spend money for 2019.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Carson Wentz is going to be here a long time. I'm not worried about – I'm not trying to play hardball with him, but I don't need to extend him this offseason. If he ends up having a great year and you have to pay him more money, then you pay him more money. That's what you have to do. But I do not want them to extend Wentz if it means that you're more or less done free agency.
Yeah, I think that I would be okay with it because, I think getting him locked in, and if you can get him locked in when, like I said, his value isn't at his highest, that means you're getting him under a deal. Again, assuming he and his agent view it as a fair deal, you're going to get him in under market value more than likely.
No, you definitely would.
More than likely. And, you know, Carson may say, if the argument is, well, why would Carson sign a deal right now? Well, because he may get injured next year. I mean, that would be the incentive
to
sign
a
deal.
Yeah, we still get a lot of money.
Yeah, but my point is that would be the incentive to sign the deal. Or, again, as long as it's a fair deal, that would be the incentive for him to do it as opposed to waiting.
888-729-9494 at Mark Streis. WIP, that's how you get to our Twitter page.
I'm under the belief, listen, unless they're going to trade for Jordan Howard, what else can they do? Kareem Hunt gets suspended for 8 games today. I think that impacts what Cleveland would do with Duke Johnson. I think it has already impacted what Cleveland would typically do with Duke Johnson. You need Duke Johnson. Now, I mean, Nick Chubb can't carry the ball on every play for the entire season until Kareem Hunt comes back. So now you need those two backs. And I think it's less likely that Cleveland would be willing to trade Duke Johnson. And so where would you get a running back from? You're going to get either Jordan Howard, Shady. You want Shady? Shady McCoy?
Or none of these guys.
Or none of these guys, and then you draft a running back. Okay, so if you don't trade for a guy, now you're saying going into the draft, where are they going to focus their attention early? And here's something that I ignored that we can get into also
what?
On top of this. There were a couple mock drafts that had the Eagles taking cornerback. At first, I ignored that. I'm not going to ignore that anymore. Here's why I'm not going to ignore the cornerback position. I don't have a starting corner right now, and I damn sure don't have two starting corners. So if I can get a cornerback in the first round that I feel like can step in and play, then cornerback would pique my interest. Here's why I say that. You need a player with that 25th pick, if that's where they select, that can step on the field next year and play, that can contribute next year. You got a running back position with average at best talent there, and I'm being kind. You got a cornerback position that's unfulfilled talent, unfulfilled potential. You don't know who the starters are. You don't know who your top three guys are. Certainly isn't enough confidence in them to say that's my guy for the rest of the year. Your two starters that started the season the year before are coming off major injuries. I'm hearing stuff about Jalen Mills that injury could be more serious than we even think it is. Ron Darby, who may or may not come back here, I'm also hearing he may not be ready at the beginning of the season next year. So cornerback is on the board in the first round. And the reason why I bring that up is that you still may not get a running back. Defensive end. You take a defensive end in the first round, he's not starting. Derek Barnett and Brandon Graham are your starters. So he's not starting. You mean to tell me there isn't a corner coming out this year that isn't better than Jalen Mills that's coming off an injury, that isn't better than Ron Darby coming off an injury, that isn't better than Rasul Douglas, Cravon LeBlanc, Avante Maddox, fourth-round pick, we love him. But you mean to tell me you can't get a corner in the first round is better than Avante Maddox? So cornerback, I think, is in play. I think it's in play.
And I think that the fact they're talking to Ron Darby tells you that. That they were even considering that. That they know that they, that their corners
there's
are.
A need at corner, yeah.
888-729.
You're right. The fact that they want to bring Ron Darby back
tells you
the
what they think.
Lets you know what they think about the rest of the corners.
Yeah. They probably like Avante. They probably like Cravon as a backup. But they know they also tells you what they think of Sidney Jones.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.